tokenized equities hit record $3.86 billion in June volume. SpaceX leads on-chain tokenized equities traded a record $3.86 billion in June, according to data shared by CoinDesk, with tokens tracking SpaceX as the single largest driver of the volume. The figure marks a new high for a market that barely existed at scale a year ago and points to real appetite for stock exposure that settles on public blockchains instead of traditional brokerages. The standout detail is the leader. SpaceX is a private company. Its shares do not trade on the NASDAQ or NYSE, and most retail investors have no direct way to hold them. Tokenized versions, issued by platforms that claim to hold or track the underlying exposure, became the busiest instrument in the category last month. That tells you what is pulling users in. Access to names the public market gates off. The pull is access, not just speed. The usual selling point for tokenized stocks is round-the-clock trading. Equity markets close on nights and weekends. Blockchains do not. That matters for a global user base spread across time zones, and it removes the settlement lag that traditional brokerages still carry. June's data suggests a second, stronger draw. The volume concentrated in a private company shows that traders want exposure they cannot get through a normal broker. Pre-IPO names, foreign listings, and companies that stay private for a decade are all candidates. A tokenized wrapper turns them into something a wallet can hold in minutes, without an accredited investor gate or a private placement minimum. That access cuts both ways. A token tracking SpaceX is only as good as the arrangement behind it. Some issuers hold the actual shares in a custodian and mint tokens against them. Others offer synthetic exposure through a derivative or a special purpose vehicle. The economics, the redemption rights, and the legal claim differ sharply between those models. And the volume number tells you nothing about which structure a given token uses. The claim you actually hold a tokenized equity is a claim on an issuer, not a share registered in your name. In most structures, the holder has no shareholder voting rights, no direct line to the company, and no seat on the cap table. What the token delivers is price exposure, and sometimes dividend pass-through mediated entirely by the platform that issued it. That distinction becomes the whole story if the issuer runs into trouble. If the entity holding the underlying shares faces insolvency, a frozen custodian, or a regulatory halt, token holders sit behind that counterparty. It is the same counterparty question that separates custodial from self-custodial products across crypto. You can hold the token in your own self-custody wallet, but the value still depends on a company staying solvent and honoring redemptions. Self-custody of the token is not self-custody of the asset. Regulators have flagged this gap directly. European and U.S. authorities have both warned that a token marketed as a stock may not carry the investor protections of the real thing, and that the 24/7 access to any company pitch can obscure who is actually on the hook. A faster-growing slice of the on-chain asset shift. The record fits a wider move toward putting traditional assets on-chain. Stablecoins already dominate that trend, with stablecoin settlement volume hitting a record $1.79 trillion in June, and Ethereum now holding the bulk of that supply. Tokenized equities are a smaller but faster-growing slice of the same story. Money and assets migrating to rails that settle in seconds and run without a market close. For the crypto market, the timing is notable. Bitcoin trades at $63,975 as of July 7, 2026, up 9.7% over the past week, while Ethereum sits at $1,803, up nearly 15% on the week, per CoinMarketCap. The Fear and Greed Index reads 30, or FEAR, despite the weekly gains. A record month for tokenized equities lands during a cautious tape, which suggests the demand is structural rather than a byproduct of a broad risk-on rally. The practical takeaway for anyone tempted by these products is to read the fine print before the price chart. Check whether the token is backed by real shares or a synthetic contract, who the issuer and custodian are, what happens at redemption, and whether your jurisdiction even permits the product. A $3.86 billion month proves the demand is real. It does not prove that every token behind that number is structured to protect the person holding it.